Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I heard Toyota-thon is on.
It sure is.
Perfect. I'm getting a head start on my list for Santa.
Well, we've got great year-end deals on Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and more.
But what kind of toys do you have?
It's actually Toyota-thon, not Toyota-thon. We have great deals on vehicles, not toys. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Okay, what can I get for $5?
Current offers end November 30th. Toyota-thon ends January 4th. Participating dealers only. Toyota, let's go places.
This is episode 1157 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Now, this is a show that really puts you in the position of being recruited and acknowledging, you know, I'm kind of happy where I am, but this opportunity seems pretty good. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And by the way, this was my mom's birthday almost 100 years ago. She's not with me any longer. I just thought I would acknowledge her today. And it should be my dad's. It's definitely over 100 for him at this point. So happy birthday, Mom. Hope you have, I really appreciate what you did for me. Now, let's get going. And I got a question yesterday from someone who asked this. An attractive job opportunity came my way, but I like my current job, and I see myself in it for the next 2 years. How should I respond? Now, I start off with the bias of a recruiter who basically thinks of all the reasons why someone should still interview. And I hold that opinion because it's true. I think you should. Here's why. If there's anything that we've learned over the last few years, is that companies have no loyalty whatsoever. And at the end of the day, you're only as good as the skills or talents that you have. The current job may be a terrific job, and you don't know that for sure unless you actually meet with the people there. Now, you can go into a conversation with someone and say, look, I want to be clear. I'm not out there actively looking for work, but what you're discussing seems tempting. At the end of the day, I may stay where I am, but what you're proposing is interesting. And they know what they're stepping into, and you can interview for this role, and I would say interview for it aggressively, because here's the other part of that scenario. You never know where you run into someone again. Now, if you're forthright and you interview with them and say, I think what I have is better, they can't, think ill of you for that. And if anything, you can maintain, develop a social relationship with them that allows you to reconnect at a time in the future if and when you need them. And you know you're going to need them because turnover exists, right? The days of company loyalty to employees is long gone. So what I would simply do is, as I suggested, go into the conversation. Let's assume it's a third-party recruiter, and they've reached out to you and said, we've got a position with a client, it's really interesting, yada, yada, yada. And as long as you're forthright with them, you're golden. So go out on a date. It doesn't mean you're getting divorced. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique. Interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.